Listening Library presents The Family Fletcher Takes Rock Island by Dana Allison Levy. Read for you by Dan Warren. Chapter 1, in which we arrive back at Rock Island, a place where time stands still. Captain Jim's Island News, August 1st, 6 a.m.
Should be another beautiful day on Rock Island, with temperatures in the low 80s and a strong breeze for the sailors. And speaking of sailors, anybody own a black Labrador retriever named Gus? If so, please come to the Coast Guard station. Gus got tangled in some rigging and has been slobbering all over the Coast Guard yeoman since his heroic rescue.
We're going to miss the boat!
Frog wailed from the back of the van. He was buckled in the third row with Sir Puggleton the dog and two cat carriers housing Zeus, the 18-pound Maine coon, and Lily, the 6-month-old marmalade kitten. All were yowling the low, discontented yowls of animals resigned to their plight. Frog's three older brothers were crammed in the middle seats, also occasionally yowling. No one was happy. We have time. We'll make it, Dad said, but Eli noticed him twist his head to peer at the traffic clogging the highway.
Of course we'll make it, Papa boomed.
He was leaning forward as he drove, as though he could plow through the traffic by sheer force of will.
We've never missed a ferry yet.
Yes, we have,
Jax and Eli spoke at the same time. Eli shot a glance at his older brother and let him do the talking.